Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho, specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Welcome to a brand new week of This Week in Crowder College right here on 91.7 FM. Adam Winkler here with you, joined once again by the Director of Public Information out there at Crowder College, Cindy Brown. And Cindy, thanks for being back with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, last week we got to go through a lot of events taking place on the campus of Crowder College, but as we continue to talk, there's so many things that are happening throughout the spring semester that we want to touch on some more of those, and including the fine arts out there at Crowder. Let us know what's going on with the fine arts department.
Sure. We have, right now, we currently have the Central Ozarks Conference, the COC art exhibit. So those are high school students from Carthage, Carl Junction, Joplin, Webb City, and Neosho, who have their artwork on display in the Elsie Plaster Center in the Longwell Museum. So that art exhibit runs through the 28th of this month with the closing reception that night from 5 to 7. But, oh my gosh, it's amazing how many talented young artists we have and some of the things that they have on display, some of the things that they will, that they can show off. And it's great to have that art and something different going on. And then after that one wraps up, we'll have our Crowder Student Art to wrap up the rest of the semester.
Well, with the COC art that is there for you guys, let us know maybe, and that might be a question for the art department, but how do they go about selecting? Do they talk to each school, say, hey, we have this going on, we'd like to feature your students' art, and then just different schools bring the art in? Is that how that works? Or?
Yeah, so those schools, we've actually worked with them for several years, and it's kind of become a standing spring thing that we want to be able to exhibit, showcase some of the many talents that our area high school students have. And it not only is great for our, let's just say, Neosho students, for example, but they get to see art from other schools. And I think it also helps and inspires those art instructors, because they're looking at what are they doing in the other schools, what kind of art are they featuring, maybe how they're doing that. So it's a way for them to get together in that art world and see what we've been doing. Check out these talented young artists. And while many of them may not be majoring in art, that may be something that could become a lifelong hobby for them or just something they enjoy doing. So I think the more we can put that together, and you know, it would be hard for one of those schools to have a place where they could host everybody's stuff. So us being the community college that's closest to them, it gives us that opportunity to help promote more than just their school.
One of the really cool things I think Crowder College does is the history symposiums that you guys have out there. I know you guys had Dr. Justin Gage from the University of Arkansas in early March, but coming up on April 4th, you'll have a Spillwater Drive. It's the Civil War era bluegrass music. Just one of those things that you guys continue trying to expand and give people different things to come to campus and hear different points of views and hear different things they might not actually have ever heard of before.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd not heard of this group before, but they have quite a following. And so this will be the second time they've wrapped up our history symposium, or the second year. And Dr. Dina Clymer, as well as her social sciences division, has worked really hard to bring this history symposium to campus. And they've leaned on their friends at University of Arkansas, as well as other historians and authors in the area to come do these presentations. And it's just been, like you said, a nice way to showcase other things, other opportunities. We have a lot of people in our community that are very history-minded, and I think, what better way to do it than through this history symposium? And then the music just makes it that much more entertaining. I'm looking forward to that one as well. We also have some student showcases coming up in the theater department, so the students will actually have their own short scenes that they've written, and then they'll be acting those out and doing things. Trying just some different things in the theater department with our new director, and hopefully it'll be an evening of one-act plays that's entertaining for not only our students and staff, but our community as well.
Kudos to the theater department. They've been doing a really good job. They've been really busy. Of course, the brand new theater, the renovation, has been a great addition out there at Crowder College. But they had the Diviners performance in early March, and then they're working on Suspects and Sleuths, and then these individual performances as well. They've really tried to hone their craft this spring semester, it seems like.
And I know for people, they say, well, it looks like the same auditorium it was before. With all the new lights and sound technology and things, I mean, those are behind-the-scenes things we don't necessarily see, but it made such an improvement to the theater. But it also postponed some of the things they could do in the fall, which then meant, okay, let's double up in the spring, see what we can do to make it better. So I know they've been working hard to showcase what they can do and what they've been doing. And, you know, kudos to Annie Smith and her students for doing that. And I hope people will come out and enjoy, again, some more of our talented students and their work.
Well, part of college, Cindy, is the social scene and interacting with other students. And I know campus life has a number of different things going on as well.
Right. You know, I mean, well, we have all these wonderful exhibits and things. Like, we got to remember we're here for our students, and we like to do a lot of things to bring them together, because one of the biggest things you can take away from college, besides the education classroom part, is the social interaction and the friends you make for life and those type of things. We'll do bingo nights. We'll do a bonfire with yard games. We'll have a bowling night. And then they've got a March Madness. You would enjoy this, Adam. March Madness bracket set up so that we can determine who's going to be our NCAA basketball champion.
Well, we already know the answer to that, but I won't spoil it for anyone who doesn't know. But no, that is a lot of fun and just a chance to interact with other students. I know we always talk about all the great things they do in the fall semester as well. And then you add these things to the spring. And that's one of the special times about college, is just spending time with each other on campus. Those are some of the best memories I know I have of my time throughout college. It wasn't something that happened during an athletic event or during a practice, but it was just the time we spent on campus doing certain things and just being together. And those are the memories that really stick out in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, one of the biggest takeaways from college, like I said, is making that well-rounded person, providing opportunities for people to be socially just accepted. That's a big part of today's world. And I think, you know, we're probably seeing it even more with some of our students, because some of these students were in high school when COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they didn't get to interact and do all the things that maybe they used to get to do. So I know that that's a big thing for students, to be able to feel like they belong to something, be a part of something bigger than just them. I can't say enough good about our campus life department, what they do to bring activities to campus for students.
Well, a lot of great information over the last 2 weeks about everything that's going on the campus of Crowder College. Cindy, as always, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.